We sang a song today. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And what I'm sharing today is titled, Lord, That I Might See. So we've already sung it, Open the Eyes of My Heart, because that's where we see with eyes of faith. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, it says, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, or shone upon, lit up, that you may know what is the hope, the expectation to which he has invited you, to which you've been called, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance. There's something that needs to be opened up, lit up, eyes that need to see, the eyes of our heart, which are the eyes of faith. And the text I want to use today is the story of Zacchaeus from Luke chapter 19. A man who wanted to see Jesus. He just happened that he couldn't, because he was small of stature and the crowd was in the way. So we're going to read from Luke chapter 19, verse 1, talking about Jesus coming into Jericho. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. So Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. This was his last journey, the last time he was going to travel before he got into Jerusalem and was hailed, Hosanna, Hosanna, and then tried and jailed, arrested. But anyway, here he is going through Jericho. And there's a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. That's the story. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, that's the crowd, they all complained. He is gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. So by this stage, Zacchaeus must have joyfully welcomed the Lord Jesus into his house, and Jesus has gone in. I don't know whether they turned around and waved or whatever, but they all said, what are you doing? So Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, whether this was in the doorway or outside the door or inside the door, but I would say he said it publicly as well. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I commit to the poor, I give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now in Luke chapter 18, chapter prior to this, before we get to Zacchaeus, Jesus has challenged a rich young ruler. And we're going to do a little bit of a contrast between Zacchaeus, who was also filthy rich, and this rich young ruler. Jesus has already healed a man back in Luke chapter 18, a man lost in blindness and poverty. In fact, I've titled this word, after what that blind man said, "Lord, that I might see." And he now saves a man, Zacchaeus, who is also lost. But he's lost in wealth and corruption. So we've got one man lost in blindness and poverty, who's saying, "Lord, that I might see," and one lost in wealth and corruption. Now, we can be lost in many things. We can be lost in our past history, things that have happened to us. You can spend days just being lost there. We can be lost in the apprehension of our future. The mind just goes there. It's not awake to the fact that God's there, it's lost there. Or you can be lost in a future enjoyment and pleasure that's going to happen later. Future is not all about worried about what might go wrong. It's can't wait for something that I'm looking forward to go right. The point is, it's not here yet. We can be lost there instead of being where we are. Or it can be our present worries and concerns. Now, look, it's okay to go back into the future. It's okay to look forward to things and to go back into the past. It's okay to look forward to nice things in the future. It's okay to have a concern about the present moment. All I'm saying is, don't get lost there. That doesn't own you. Consider things, but realise that's not where you're living. Don't get lost there. We've got to get found in the present moment. So one man was here lost in blindness and poverty, and Zacchaeus was lost in wealth and corruption. So Jesus lifts the blind man up, and he tells Zacchaeus to come down. They're both at opposite ends of the money tree. The blind man was sitting by the road. He just sat there all the time. So he got lifted up. And when the blind man saw Jesus coming, he's saying, "Oh, thou son of David, Lord." I mean, he knew that this was God. And the crowd said to him, "Shut up. You're making a racket." It's just like the crowd saw Zacchaeus welcoming Jesus into his house, and they said, "Reprimand him. What are you doing?" There's always the crowd, isn't there? "We've got an opinion. What are you doing, Jesus? This person's getting in the way. We're here. The show must go on." But Jesus has got somebody in mind. So the blind man sitting by the road is told to be quiet. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I might see." And his eyes were opened. And Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you." His eyes were opened. But the thing is, his eyes were actually opened to God before he even saw with his natural sight, because he called upon God. He wanted to see in his natural sight, but he saw something in his faith, and that's what Jesus saw. And Jesus said, "Your faith has healed you." Faith was the bond. So these were Jesus' final two encounters, the blind man and Zacchaeus. They are the final two encounters with people in need. I'm not counting the rich young ruler. He had a need, but we're not talking about that. I'm talking about these two people in need of healing and salvation before his final clash with the Jewish leaders, his arrest, his trial, and his crucifixion. So now the name Zacchaeus, it means pure and innocent. You can look that up if you like. I thought I'd look it up. I was surprised that this corrupt man, this cheat, his name means pure and innocent. And this was not the man's worldly identity, but do you know what? It was his eternal destiny from before the beginning of time. I believe Zacchaeus speaks for all of us. We mightn't have the same problem that Zacchaeus had, but we can identify with somebody lost in all their stuff and feeling they can't get an advantage or they have to overuse what they've got to get an advantage. But he was really somebody chosen before the foundation of the world, holy and blameless. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, we were chosen before the foundation of the world, holy and blameless in his sight, pure and innocent. Each one of us could be called Zacchaeus. Each one of us, as God sees us, was created holy and blameless, pure and innocent. That is the innocence that God sees. That is the true you. And there are a whole lot of layers and bandages that we've put on ourselves, which we've kind of ended up becoming our identity, what people see, because we've had to cope with this world and the harm that it does and the challenges that it makes and the defences that we have to have and the image that we have to have and the things the culture tells us we've got to look like and sound like and be like, and in the end we don't know who we are, but deep down we are an innocent person created before the foundation of the world, and that's the person that God sees. And that's who he wants to emerge. That's what he's wanting to come forth in you and me. So Zacchaeus didn't know who he really was, like the rest of us. Now, he couldn't see who he was simply because he couldn't see Jesus. He couldn't see Jesus. Now, physically, he couldn't see Jesus. The crowd was there and he was short and he couldn't get to see him. The bond to God in Jesus Christ is faith. That's how we see him. That is what we're going to be talking about today. Jesus, you might say, I thought the bond was love. You said that love was the greatest power in the world. Yeah, love is the power of God. And love is upon us. We're in his love. We're in his presence. And that's there. But how do you know? That love is on every single individual in the world. That work that he's done, or the power of his salvation, his death on the cross, the forgiveness of sins, it's all been done. But you don't know it until you have faith in it. That's the bond. It's there, but if you don't have faith, then it's not there, because you don't even know it, or you don't believe it, or you live as though it's not there. That's the bond of faith. That we can see what is really going on, instead of being lost in a whole lot of other things that might be going on up in our heads or even in our hearts. So the faith is the response to everything he's done, but he's done it. The crowd of people was Zacchaeus' obstacle to seeing Jesus because he was short. But Zacchaeus was used to overcoming the obstacle of other people. He'd learnt through life to use all of the weaponry of the flesh, of humanity, to be able to get advantage. He found ways to climb over people, above people, and leverage himself into getting advantage over them. That's what Zacchaeus had done. People learn those things. And this time it was climbing a sycamore tree. He was a chief tax collector. I mean, being a tax collector was bad enough. They were the most unpopular people in the neighbourhood. The Jews hated them and the Romans hated them. He was a top negotiator. He knew how to intimidate the poor into getting higher taxes from them. And he knew how to deceive the Roman authorities into giving lower payouts to them. That's called profit. He knew the art of the deal. Screw the people underneath and the people on top. Deceive. So he knew that. He just didn't know who he really was. Didn't even know what his name meant, probably. Pure and innocent. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Something in his heart that Jesus saw he wanted. He thought his destiny was tied up with money. Just think of this man, Zacchaeus. Thought money was, it was all about money. And he was correct. I mean, with Zacchaeus, as this story tells, it is all about money. It's just that Zacchaeus had things the wrong way round. Because unlike the rich young ruler, Zacchaeus discovered that he was destined to be a giver and not a taker. Jesus saw what was in his heart. He had to hear those words from Jesus. Come down. Remember, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about grace to the humble. Some people have got to come down. Other people he's got to lift up. Well, he lifted up the poor blind man who said, I want to see you. And he tells the cheat, the man who is consumed with wealth and corruption, he tells him, come down. Stop climbing trees all your life so that you can get advantage over people. Come down and I want to see the real Zacchaeus and you're going to see the real Jesus. So Jesus took the initiative, told him to hurry and come down. He said, hurry, come down. Jesus saw the urgency of the moment, which is good. Jesus always does. But Jesus wasn't in a hurry because he knew he was going to stay overnight at the home of Zacchaeus. And he also knew that Zacchaeus had a decision to make and that this was his moment. And I say he's staying overnight. He just wasn't going to go in and say, hello, Zacchaeus, I like your furniture. No, I haven't got time for a cup of tea. I'm on my way to Jerusalem. No, no. That word, I'm going to come and stay at your house, is meno. It means I'm going to abide. It was the word used for lodging. I'm staying here overnight and then I'm going on. Wow. That's the same word that's used in John chapter 14, verse 23, when Jesus tells his disciples, they don't know where he's going and what's going to happen to them. And he says, my Father and I will come and make our home with you, meno, our abode. We will lodge with you. That's what the Father and Jesus want to do with us, is just what Jesus wanted to do with Zacchaeus. I'm going to come and make my home with you. I'm going to come and lodge here for the night. You can imagine the crowd getting angry at that. Zacchaeus was an outsider to the crowd, and they complained about his getting attention and not being reprimanded. Jesus took a different approach. He invited himself in to stay the night. Now, we don't know what Jesus talked to Zacchaeus about when he stayed overnight, doesn't say, but that doesn't matter. You see, he's talking to you. Jesus is talking to you in your house, which is your heart. I don't know what he's saying to you, and you don't know what he's saying to me. But he's there to talk. I'm coming in to stay at your house. That's what he's all about. Last week, Ian shared about your healing is a dialogue. In every situation, there is a conversation to be had with Jesus. He doesn't do things outside of that. Now, he can dump grace upon you and you don't know where it's come from. You haven't even had a chance to open up your mouth. God does a blessing for you and you say, wow, what was that? And God said, that was just my grace coming upon you. I can dump it whenever I like and do a miracle, and you haven't said a word, you haven't even prayed. Or you were in a meeting and there was a move of God and you got touched by that. I'm talking here about the one-on-one, the relational meeting of the Lord when he says, I'm coming into your house. So the Bible says, by faith we have access into this grace where we stand and we begin to accept and expect the gracious act of God upon our lives, Romans 5, 1 and 2. By faith we have access into grace. It's waiting to begin this conversation. We don't know what Jesus said to Zacchaeus. He's saying things, he's waiting for that with us. But there'd no doubt have been an honest and transparent conversation. And his joyful welcome to Jesus. I mean, he said, yes. As you read the text again, yes, it says he joyfully welcomed him. That resulted in his transformation. See, that follows the scriptural pattern as well. Back in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends the disciples out. He says, you go and invite yourself into people's houses. Knock on the door. And if they open up and welcome you, well, then bless the place. But in Matthew chapter 10, it says, if they don't, you walk out and shake the dust off your feet. So whenever Jesus comes and he sent his disciples in his name with his authority to do all kinds of things, but he said, wait for that welcome. If it's a joyful welcome, vivons. The kingdom will happen. And that's what he's wanting to lodge in our hearts, a joyful welcome. Come in. So Zacchaeus became a giver instead of a taker. It's a complete turnaround. Jesus saw the pure and innocent thing in Zacchaeus that he sees in you and me. We mightn't even see it, let alone see it in other people. So he now sees Jesus and he sees himself. I'm going to give my money away. Now, this is different to the rich young ruler who, unlike Zacchaeus, asked Jesus about the kingdom. Zacchaeus didn't ask him anything. He said, I just want to see you. But the rich young ruler said, I want to know about the kingdom and the inheritance, etc. The kingdom of God. But that fella didn't let go of his wealth. He didn't really see Jesus. He didn't even see his real self. Zacchaeus wasn't asked to give any money away. The rich young ruler was. He was told, go and give your money away. Zacchaeus wasn't. Zacchaeus was being asked by Jesus to give himself away. It's you I want, Zacchaeus. I want you. In return for finding his real identity. And then Zacchaeus knew who he was. Wow. I'm not a cheat. I really want to bless people. I was just scared. I just had to look after myself. This is the only way I knew. Look at the way you made me. I had to use everything I had to overcome my deficiencies. And God says, look, I know all your excuses. I know your reasons. They sound good. But I've got something for you that's far greater, that's going to change you into the person you really are. So Zacchaeus finally found his pure and innocent destiny. And what did he do? His life then became helping the poor and bringing justice to the people he had cheated. Now, what a turnaround, just because he invited Jesus in and Jesus took the initiative. And, you know, Zacchaeus that day fell in love with the crowd. He looked at them. He probably looked up at them like that. I love you guys. I know he felt that. That's what he felt. I've always been scared of you. I had to take advantage of it. I had to do it. But I love you. Can I help you? Oh, I'm sorry about what I've done. He became somebody who righted the wrong, but not because he was ticked off, not because he was told he was wrong and reprimanded. The goodness of God led him to that beautiful turnaround. But the rich young ruler had found his identity in his wealth. He wanted to keep it there. This is me. See you later, Jesus. There's no barrier to the access of the kingdom. It's there. We can get right in. Other than our putting other things before the kingdom. Can I say that again? Because it's so simple. There is no barrier to the access of the kingdom other than putting other things before the kingdom. Oh, but look, I've got so much stuff going on, Lord. You can't expect me to put all that stuff aside and just seek your kingdom first. And Jesus said, yes, that's what I'd like, because I've created your heart in such a way that only I will do. Only me in there is going to satisfy you. You don't know it, but that's why I've created you. So we need to seek first the kingdom. And then all the stuff you're worried about, it'll get added to you anyway. Lord, that I might see. Can we see this? I mean, can we see it? A life hemmed in by the closed horizon of ourselves and our problems is too dismal to give our lives real meaning. Once we welcome the present moment, which contains a present Jesus, and give him spacious hospitality, we understand what reality is all about. And that takes time, every day. It takes focus, it takes willingness, it takes a cry from the heart. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. So instead of talking to ourselves all day long in our lostness, in our heads, we talk to God in our foundness. Because he's there. I'll repeat, we can be lost in many things. Our past history, our future apprehension, the future enjoyable, pleasurable expectations, which are all okay, but just don't get lost there. Our present worries and concerns. Or we can be found in the present reality of God with us. Lord, that I might see the present reality of you with me now. That's our prayer. Well, how do I do it? Well, you say it first. Then you give it time, because it takes time. And it takes patience. And it takes commitment. We can be blind to the one thing that God wants us to see, that he's come to stay at our house. That's what he wants us to see. We're blind to that. Where are you, Lord? I'm here. No, or could it be the other way around? Could Jesus step out of this story that I'm telling about Zacchaeus, wag his finger at all of us here in church this morning and say, now don't any of you think that you're going to get any of this sort of treatment? No way. This is a one-off. Nothing for you to see here. This is just a story, a parable. Got nothing to do with your lives. You just be good. Do good things. No, this is life. This parable is about us. The depth of the wisdom of God in putting things into a story. When we stop and look and find the present moment with the present Jesus, we can share in how he feels for humanity. Zacchaeus fell in love with them. God says he remembers our sins no more. We're set free from the tyranny of memory. Memory doesn't serve us well, actually, as we get older, I find. But it doesn't bother me all that much because the present reality of Jesus never fails and loses its power. The present reality, I'm happy with the present reality of Jesus awakening my faith that he's here now. I'm not terribly worried if I've forgotten a few things about yesteryears in the day. We can be more trapped in what we remember than in what we don't. What matters is now. Are we no more than the ongoing momentum of what we used to be? Think about it. Are you, in your appreciation of yourself, are you the ongoing momentum of what you used to be? Is that how you see yourself? Well, don't. Zacchaeus wasn't. Please don't let your past be your present and all the things that have gone wrong and what it's done to you, what it's labelled you and how you see yourself and how you see others. That is missing the point of salvation. It is missing the point of salvation. You'll get to heaven with all of that dismal thought. Why not have the joy of saying, hey, come in. And now, let me see what's really happening now. With Zacchaeus, the momentum stopped. What about Paul? Paul, the apostle said, by the grace of God, I am what I used to be. No, by the grace of God, I am what I am, who I am, not what I used to be. If Paul was who he thought he was when he used to be, he could never survive. He was a murderer. A terrorist, a Syrian terrorist at that. They saw Jesus themselves and others in his sight. That's what happens. It's what happened to Zacchaeus. It's what can happen to you. You can see yourself as he sees you and say, oh, it's okay to be me. It's okay. And God can say to us, and I know this is right, I've heard him sort of say it, whispered into my face. I'll let you be you. But you let me be God. Okay, it's a deal. But it's got to be me. I'll let you be you, but I want to see the real you. And I'll cover your mistakes and I'll show you where I'm doing the work. Don't put your bandages on and patch yourself up. Try to look better than you are or even look worse than you are and get people to feel sorry for you or whatever you do to get attention. I'll let you be the real you. You let me be God. Now, when we do that, we can now identify with how precious is each one in the sight of Jesus. Would you like to see everybody the way Zacchaeus saw them? He got transformed and saw them. There's a crowd of people that he thought he hated, that he thought hated him, just like the blind man didn't want that fellow around. And in fact, it was the crowd that Jesus said, "Will you bring the man to me?" And they did. I'm glad they did, because then they were part of the action. Can you see the crowd? Can you see people the way Jesus sees? It's not easy. First of all, we've got to see us as he sees us, and accept ourselves for who we are by the grace of God, by the mercy of God. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and receive grace to help in time of need. First thing is the mercy. You mean you're accepting me as I am with all of the warts and all? Of course I am. I'm overlooking that. I'm seeing the you. Accept yourself, because you can start to emerge the moment you do. So Jesus is always seeking and finding and restoring with deep compassion all that is lost and broken in our lives and in the lives of those around us. There are too many lost sheep. There are too many lost sheep. Jesus came to seeking to save those that are lost. Don't let us be lost. We are found in him. Invite Jesus into your house and have a chat to him about it all, just like Zacchaeus did. Now, I'm going to, instead of praying, I'm going to ask us to sit for a couple of minutes now. And I'm going to ask you to joyfully invite Jesus into your house right now. Lord, that I might see. And if you came here this morning lost in your thoughts of the past, or your things you were worried about weren't going to happen, or even good things that were going to happen, okay, that's all right. We're allowed to think. But we're now going to be found where it's real. In the next couple of minutes, I'm saying a couple of minutes, that's the most difficult task I could ever get you to do, is to say, "Oh, it's as easy as this, 2 minutes." But do it anyway. Sometimes people call this waiting on the Lord, meditation. The highest form of meditation is contemplation. But it's wordless. I call it presence prayer. It's not praying, it is just joyfully saying, "Welcome." Well, you can say that, "Welcome, welcome." And he says, "Thank you." We're going to do that for 2 minutes. And it would be wonderful if that could be done for 10 times that amount every day. It would transform your life, and it's never too late to start. That's the story of Zacchaeus, and I believe God put it there for all of us. So let's do that now.